Do you feel that you're more sensitive than others? Maybe you've been described as a highly sensitive person. Things bother you. Maybe the environment bothers you, or what people are saying really, you can feel it in your heart. Well, you might be an empath and have clairsentience as your primary intuitive language. So stay tuned because I'm going to be talking about the physical symptoms and the energetic symptoms and what to do about it. Welcome to Spiritual and Ambitious. I'm your host, Whitney McNeil. I'm a certified medium and spiritual teacher, and I help spiritual and ambitious souls just like you live your life purpose through your career and attract abundance by connecting into your intuition and spirit guides. Let's get spiritual and ambitious. Welcome back to a brand new episode, and we are talking about clairsentience today. So if you feel like you're an empath, this is definitely the episode to listen to. And I love to pull a card from my Messenger of Spirit Oracle deck, and the card is Dragonfly. So if you're listening to this episode, no matter when you're tuning in, what year it is, know that your purpose is being revealed. And something right now for you is an illusion, and your job is to break that illusion. So what does that mean? That means that there's probably some stuff going on around you that might make you feel like you are just spinning your wheels. It might make you feel like you are up against a brick wall and you don't know how to break through. And Spirit saying, what is around you right now? It's just an illusion. It reminds me of the Matrix. And what lesson can you learn from it? Because your purpose is being revealed and there is more information. So this is the card that today means dig deep on what is your purpose? Why is this being presented to you? All right, so let's get into clairsentience. What in the heck is it? So if you are brand new to me, I talk about four intuitive languages, and these languages are the seer, the owl, the empath, the channeler. And today we're talking about the empath. If you're interested in the seer for clairvoyance or the owl for clairaudience, listen to my episodes that were done right before this one. But today it's all about feeling. So this means you can pick up on energy. You can understand your intuitive messages through feelings and energy. And this is something that I think is very common. So I have a quiz, and in this quiz, I see a lot of people have results about being empathic. This is something that I think a lot of people are familiar with, but hey, if you're not, you're in the right place. Clairsentience is this perceiving feelings and energy that is not necessarily right there in your face. So if you've ever walked into a room and nobody's in the room, but you kind of feel like somebody's right behind you, that would be a clairsentient way of picking up on a spirit. Clairsentients are generally more sensitive emotionally, and they are generally more sensitive in their body. I am raising my hand at this. Now, everybody has their own unique recipe as far as which intuitive language is primary and secondary and third and fourth. And so for me, my primary language is seeing spirit. My second is channeler, which we'll talk about in an upcoming episode. And my third is empath. It just changes throughout the years. So it's important to learn about all of them. So let's talk about some physical symptoms and signs that your clairsentience might be opening. One that not a lot of people talk about is feeling like you will get pushed back by energy. So that means you could walk into a room of people or no people that you actually see with your physical eyes. And if there's a lot of heavy energy or intense energy, you might feel like you could get pushed back. When I used to teach classes in person, I would see people's reactions. I would partner them up, and we would do this exercise. And basically, it was a check-in to see if you have your aura bubble of protection up or not. And what we would normally see is that a lot of empathic people would just be pushed back by somebody else's energy. They could feel the energy because They were so, so sensitive. So this could be that you're affected really easily by other people's energy. And so what I always tell the students that work with me is, hey, it's time to put up your aura bubble protection. Now, another symptom is, and this is sounding really strange, but your body becomes more sensitive and your hands can become more sensitive. So for instance, the first time I started to really intentionally increase my intuition, my clairsentience was definitely heightened. And when I went into the refrigerator to grab a gallon out of it, I felt like my hands were burning because it was so, so, so cold. Now, we had not changed the temperature of the refrigerator. It was that I was attuned and more heightened to temperature. And that is a side effect that a lot of people don't think about. Now, this can be the case with just feeling more cold, more hot in general, because your body is being adjusted. So what happens is your chemistry is being heightened by what I call a spirit chemist. And I teach about this in my 4 Intuitive Languages program. And when our chemistry is being adjusted, we become more sensitive to those different temperatures and different things. And so you may also start to feel cold more often, and you start to see that it's time to adjust the thermostat. You might feel warmth. You might feel pinpricks, like prickly sensations or chills. And sometimes people describe it like, you know, I walked into that place and the hairs on my skin stood up or on the back of my neck. And that can be a sensation that you might feel. Now, we're talking about physical symptoms. So again, please see a doctor. Don't just listen to this podcast and think that everything's resolved. If you're having these things, please, please, please do not take this as any kind of medical advice. But I do see, as long as you're okay and you've got everything checked out, that your body is just in general a sensitive energy. So you might start to become much more sensitive to things that you used to eat. You might find that you no longer can eat the same things or drink the same things. For me, I couldn't have alcohol for a long, long while. It just felt really heavy. And then I went through a phase where it was okay. And now I'm back to, it doesn't feel really good in my body. And I'm just so sensitive. So spices, I know that's kind of sad, but for me, it's like, oh, I can't do spices anymore because I really like spicy food. But you also might find yourself craving things that your body is telling you that you do need. So craving things. So for me, I'm craving smoothies. When I first started developing my intuition and heightening my sensitivity, I would crave basil in marinara sauce. So I would get that marinara sauce and just eat it in spoonfuls sometimes. It was something about the combination of the tomato and the basil together. I don't know. So you might notice that you have diet changes and things that you used to be able to eat just don't really sit well in your stomach anymore. So for me, I was a meat eater, and all of a sudden, every single thing I tried to eat, all my favorites tasted disgusting. And I was forced by my body to become a vegetarian. And then as my body got more sensitive and more sensitive, then I started being gluten-free. And then I started being vegan. And you're probably thinking, if you're not already changed your diet, you're probably thinking, why do I want to develop my clairsentience? No, thank you. It does not show up like this for everyone. I have a friend who is very sensitive to energy and is a medium and very successful in her business, and she does eat meat. So just telling you. But your body is a vessel saying, hey, we need to have lighter energy in our body. And so this is the way it's playing out. You may notice too some energetic symptoms that I'm going to be talking about right after we come back from this quick break. As a professional psychic medium, I've done tens of thousands of readings, but I felt a call to move more fully into teaching intuition, but I still get so many requests about doing readings. So while I don't do readings anymore, I have brought in some very trusted colleagues who are now available for live one-hour readings on Zoom. If you would like to book your psychic medium reading, go to messengerofspirit.com/appointments to see our available readers and schedule your Zoom reading today. Welcome back. We are talking about symptoms and how to know the signs that your clairsentience is opening. So we've talked about what clairsentience is. I've given you some physical signs and symptoms. And by now you might be thinking, I don't want this because I don't want to change my diet. It doesn't mean that your diet will change. I have just seen this. And by the way, as you raise your vibration, that is why we're doing this. Why is all this happening? We're raising our vibration. And our body, our energy needs to become lighter in order to perceive spirit messages. And so we are becoming lighter because spirit is lighter. And the lighter we are, the less baggage and shit we have to carry, right? That's nice. So know that it's actually a good change, whatever it is in your body. So that's just something I wanted to let you know about. And if you have already experienced this, it's almost like, oh, now I understand why all this is happening and what's going on. Because a lot of times we don't have any reasoning for it and we don't understand. And I'm laughing at myself because I totally get that place where you're like, but wait a minute, I didn't want all these changes to happen. Let me backtrack. And let me tell you, you can't backtrack. And even if you don't consciously say, I'm going to increase my clairsentience, it happens if it's supposed to happen most of the time. So if it's in your contract, your soul contract, your path, just know that you are a sensitive person. Like you already came in sensitive. So for me, I was born and then all of a sudden I was very, very sensitive to the environment, to allergies. And nobody knew what was wrong with me when I was a young child. So I had to go to a specialist. And then finally they were like, oh, you're sensitive to all these things. So I was on allergy medicine. And that's just an example of I was sensitive when I was really young. So it's not like I said, oh, I'm going to develop my clairsentience. It's just who I am. So embrace who you are and know that all of these nuances and things that you might not like, that might feel inconvenient, are actually part of your makeup and their gifts. And we'll talk about how this is a superpower for you. This is a huge sign that something is not right for your body. This is a huge sign that you might not be in the right energetic place. So especially with allergies, this could be it's time for a move, those kind of things. So just kind of a heads up. All right, now let's talk about energetic symptoms. So energetic symptoms can be feeling other people's emotions. And this can start at a really young age. This can be developed at a later time. And just knowing like, oh, I'm feeling a deep, deep sadness, or I'm feeling so ecstatic when I'm around somebody else. And this can be a really great superpower because you are very compassionate. And this is why I say empaths can be really great healers and healing professions, because you can relate to someone, you can know how somebody is feeling. And if you're a counselor, for instance, this could be a great tool because you understand how a person is experiencing something and walk them through some processing elements to help. My husband and I were just talking last night, if someone was an actor and they were really feeling authentic emotions and the other person was an empath, what a great chemistry they would have because you are reacting to someone's real authentic emotions. So this can be a real superpower for that. Now, of course, we're really focusing more on our spirit messages. And so when your spirit guides give you messages, they give you messages through your clairsentience language, if you have it, so that you get a strong yes or no in your gut. And you're also aware of other people's emotions so that you know, I need to stay away, or yeah, I want to move over here and move into it. Now, one of the things that I always teach my students, especially those who are empaths, is that you have to have boundaries. So sometimes we're like, but I love this person. I love being around this person. While that is great, you still have to experience your own energy. And empaths remind me of this beautiful energetic field that has no boundaries, but unfortunately takes on the other person's energy way too much. So empaths, one of the lessons that you have to learn is that boundaries are essential and boundaries are really important to just learn in your life. And when you learn those boundaries and you accept all the nuances of your physical body and your emotional body and how sensitive you are, this can be an amazing superpower, not only to receive intuitive messages, but to live your life path and help other people. Now, you might find yourself becoming more sensitive to music, TV shows, stuff that you used to watch. You might start to go, oh, I cannot watch this show, that there's, you know, it's too much action. Or you might just feel so much emotion that it's just overwhelming for you. And so this is something that you know, okay, it's not good for me anymore. I need to move towards something else. And you might also feel a resonance with other kinds of shows that you really like. You also might have an issue with not being able to release emotions and not knowing where they're coming from. So of course, this is not an episode about mental health and those things. You need to seek out a therapist or a medical professional on those things. But just from an energetic point of view, what does happen is you are open. A lot of times you don't have as many boundaries unless you're cognizant of it. And so you take on other people's emotions. And so you come home and be like, I'm mad. I'm pissed off. I'm so mad. And maybe your spouse says, why are you mad? And you go, I don't know. I just am. Well, why is that? That is because you could have bought a drink at a grocery store that the person who stocked it in the refrigerator was mad. And now you have that energy because you picked up that bottle. It could be somebody at the cashier line was mad and you were standing really close to them and had no idea. So it's really important to understand this ability so that you can put up some energetic boundaries and utilize this ability when needed instead of being this open channel that flows every day with all the emotions. So not being able to release emotions and not understanding where they come from often come from empaths. And when those happen, just know, oh, okay, I'm becoming more sensitive and I'm picking up other people's stuff. And so it's going to be really important that you get a cleansing and releasing exercise on a consistent basis so that you are not holding on to other people's things. It reminds me of a water balloon that you're just filling with more energy. And of course, that water balloon is going to bust if you fill it too much. So energetic releasing and cleansing is important. And one of the really key things that you can do is just take a moment and ask, is this my emotion or someone else's? And just see what comes up for you. And you might feel a connection to it or not. Now, as an empath, you will probably feel the energy currents of the world. And so sometimes you're feeling a sadness because there's a lot of chaos going on in the world. And if that is the case, a lot of self-care is going to be needed and awareness of what's going on. So it's going to be really important for empaths to make sure their environment is a conducive place for them. And for empaths that live with other people, especially teenagers or somebody that's really negative, you need to have a place carved out in your environment that's just yours, that feels safe and feels supportive. So empaths tend to really like essential oils, or sometimes essential oils are too much because it's just too sensitive for them, but something that feels like it clears out the energy. So pay attention to what helps you, and your environment is just going to be so important. So cleaning the environment is also something that's going to be really helpful for you too. Now, with feeling other people's emotions, you may just become more sensitive in general, meaning people can hurt your feelings a lot easier. So really knowing that what one tone of a voice can do, or what one word that somebody speaks, you might feel that pang in your stomach. And that has happened to me over and over. And a lot of the times I'm doing good, you know, I'm feeling good. But if I don't have my boundary up because I'm not perfect, and I read a comment online, or my husband's in a bad mood and says something to me that's not really directed towards me, it's just he's in a bad mood, I could feel that pang in my stomach, like, oh, I just feel sick to my stomach. Like, I don't like this energy. So it's important to clean that out, but also keep some energetic boundaries for you too. And another odd energetic sign is affecting computers and electronics. So if you're really frustrated or you've got all this emotion around you, and it could be your emotion combined with other people's emotions, and you are frustrated, then sometimes your phone won't respond to you or your computer glitches and you can get so irritated. It is just part of having the clairsentient chemistry. I've had this, my mentor who's now in spirit, but he had this, his wife had this when we would go to hospitals and get an ultrasound or get a blood pressure reading. Sometimes the machine's not working. That happened to me a couple years back where he would say, it was working just fine. Someone just left and I don't understand why this isn't going. And they had to call the tech team to get the machine to work. And this is just a common thing that does happen with empaths. But on the flip side, if you are around your electronics, and you're on it too much, it can also make you feel very drained because of the energy. So EMF fields, that is something that can be very combative to your energy because you're a sensitive person. So really pay attention to what are you around energetically that is supporting you. So how is all this a superpower? Because you might be feeling like it's really annoying you. It is a superpower because you are able to read all the things in the room. And you are able to help kind of steer a conversation in a certain way because you can feel the energy. You're a great peacemaker. You can help people calm down. And you can also help excite people in a positive way and feel inspired. So knowing that just getting the emotions and the energy in the room is helpful. Also great at mediumship, walking into a room and feeling the energy of what has happened in a room or a historical place. Those kind of things are amazing. And also knowing what is supportive for you really clearly and what is not supportive of you. So if you get a yes in your gut, when you ask a question to your spirit guides and they're like, yes, go for it, you know without a doubt that I'm trusting my gut because I'm getting a yes. And then if you get a big no or you feel very heavy, then you know it's a no. So it's very clear because you experience it in a strong feeling way. And you may also be able to feel that energy when it's really heavy in a room or light in a room, depending on, do you feel good after you've hung out with friends? Or do you feel heavier when you've hung out with friends? I was just talking about this with somebody really close to me. And she was saying, in the moment when I'm hanging out with this group of people, I feel like things are good. And then afterwards, I feel really bad. And I really don't like some of the things they said, but I didn't recognize it in the moment. And the reason is because she's a really strong empath. And so empaths tend to have a people-pleasing quality where we want to help calm everybody. We want to kind of congeal the whole group together if you don't have your boundaries up, right? But when you leave, then you might go, oh, I feel kind of blah. That doesn't feel good. That means not the right people. So this is a wonderful superpower and such an easy way to connect in with spirit, especially if you are asking for direction about what right next steps to take. And it's an amazing tool for you. So I'd love to see you inside of my free Spirit Guide Masterclass. Inside this masterclass, I'm going to be helping you connect into your intuitive language. I'm going to be giving you my 5-step process to clearly communicate with your spirit guides. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the clairsentient language. And you can find that class over at messengerofspirit.com/free class or check the show notes. And I will see you next week with a brand new episode. But until then, here's to staying spiritual and ambitious. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And if you loved it, would you please share it with a friend? I would also love your review. And a reminder to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find me at messengerofspirit.com. And you can take the 4 intuitive languages quiz and find show notes there too. If you want to connect on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you can find me at Messenger of Spirit. I'll meet you right here next week. Here's to staying spiritual and ambitious.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.